But if we know that who have become part of God's family do not make a practice of sinning, for God holds, God's Son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot get his hands on them. So you got to know that if you're walking in obedience to God's word, the devil, when he comes after you, if he even does, comes and even tries to put something on you. And I'll use AA as an example. If AA had have known this the day that he had that chest pain, that problem with his heart, if he'd have only known that's just the devil putting him to the test, and if he'd have known he's walking totally with every sin repented of in obedience to God's word, all he'd had to do was quote the scripture and say, "Devil, get out of my life and take your pain with you when you go." And he'd have had to leave, AA. You know that now. Yeah, but we didn't know that then. And so it's so important that we know the word as God's children, right? Now let's go to... Yes, sir.
So in Job...
You're going to pay the price for sin. I'll tell you for sure. Yeah. So you don't want to sin. God is... And in fact, God says in Hebrews 13:8. You know what that says? Hebrews 13:8. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. So if he never changes, everything works the same. And so you just have to realize you do not want to sin. But, you know, when people say Job didn't sin, that's not true. I mean, when you get to chapter 34 of the book of Job, you start to see the sins of Job. And he had many of them. Yeah. What about Job or something like that? We got this. Oh, mine's over here? Okay, yeah, Dave's got one. I got one. We've taught on this, and the more I read the book of Job, the more I understand how big a sinner Job was. You know, but he pretty well runs a pretty good race with the rest of us. You know, we're all pretty good sinners. We've all come short of the glory of God. And, of course, it makes us sick. Now, once we get our sins repented of, in fact, Psalm 66:18, let's look at that right quick, and I'll show you something. There was a lady asked this question this last week, and Psalm 66:18, I want you to see what this says here, and then we'll go to John 9:31 and read the other part of that. But Psalm 66:18, and I want you to see, if I had not confessed the sin in my heart, my Lord would not have listened. Now, if you do not confess your sin, what's God going to do? He ain't going to hear you. If you have iniquity, and the King James says, if I hide iniquity in my heart, God will not hear me. So how many of you want God to hear you when you pray? Ooh, do I want to hear? I want him to hear me, don't you, brother? Yes, I want him to hear me. So then what does I have to do to all sin? I have to confess it. I have to repent of it. I have to get rid of it and walk in obedience to his word. Then John 9:31. Let's go to John 9:31 and let's see what that says. John 9:31. Well, listen here, in the NLT it says, well, God doesn't listen to sinners, but he is ready to hear those who worship him and do his will. So if you have a sin you have not confessed, God's not going to hear anything you ask for until you repent of that sin. That's why I tell people, when you come up for prayer for whatever your problem is, you must make sure that you have confessed and repented of every sin. Because if I ever saw a case that confirmed this, it was last couple of years with little Gina out in Oregon. Little Gina, they called us when she was 6.5 years old. She was born with eczema. And she had all kinds of running, oozing sores all over her little chest, all over her neck, her back, her legs, all over her. And she couldn't sleep at night. She's always scratching, clawing, and mother has to sleep with her. She's 6.5 years old. They listened to our teaching on Caitlin's miracle, and that mother called and said, I know that if you pray for my daughter, she'll be healed. I told her, I said, ma'am, it's not that simple. I said, there's a sin in y'all's life. I said, how long has this little girl had this? She said, she was born with it. I said, okay, do you have other children? She said, yes, we do. I said, any of them sick? She said, no. I said, okay, somewhere between the last child and this child, there's a sin in y'all's life that brought sickness on your daughter. So see, God said in his word that if you obey me, I will bless you and your children. If you disobey me, I will curse you and your children. So the children, there's a big thing about children that we don't see, but it's in the word. And so I told her, I said, you got to confess that sin, whatever it is. She said, well, I don't know what it is. I said, well, you're going to have to find it. You and your husband are going. I said, let me send you a bunch of CDs and DVDs and you'll listen to them. Maybe they'll help you find out what sin is. And so I sent them a bunch of stuff since they had this little six and a half year old sick girl. And they listened for 2 or 3 months and they found a lot of things they didn't know was sin. And so they confessed and repented of everything known to man. Then we prayed for little Jenna and she didn't get well. So we go through this now for a year and a half. We're praying for this little girl. They're repenting of sins. Finally, she said, I don't know what's wrong. I said, well, there's a sin somewhere that God's not happy with that you're going to have to repent of before this little girl gets healed. And they said, well, we don't know what it is. I said, well, then I only know one that knows what that is. How many of you know who knows what the sin is? God knows what the sin is. I said, so he always knows. So I said, you and your husband, y'all both begin to petition God to tell us what the sin is. And so they did. Well, a couple of months later, she called and she said, Pastor, we have the answer. I said, what is it? She said, I woke up maybe that morning or the morning before, whatever it was. And she says, I heard two words, lying and deception. I said, do you know what that means? She said, yes. I said, what does it mean? She said, when I was 39 and my husband was 43, I went to him and told him, I want one more baby before we get too old to have children. And my husband flatly told me, no. We have all the children we want, and I don't want another child in high school when I'm at 65. I don't want another to have to send through college when I'm at retirement age. So no more children. Now then, who's supposed to be in control of the home? The husband's supposed to be. According to God's word, he makes the last decision, and the woman is to submit to her husband in all things, the scripture says. Well, she didn't. She didn't submit. Instead of doing everything she could to keep from getting pregnant, she did everything she could to get pregnant. And, of course, she got pregnant. And then when she got pregnant, it's real easy to say, well, honey, it must be God's will after all. You know, I was trying, like I always do, to not get pregnant, but I got pregnant, and so it must be God's will for us to have this baby. Well, see, she's lying. She's deceiving her husband. And so they have this little girl, and she's sick. She's got all this eczema all over her body. And we prayed for her for a year and a half and nothing. I said, well, now we know what the sin is. So I said, have you repented to the Lord? Oh, yes, yes. She said, I've told him how sorry I am for what I did. I said, have you repented to your husband? Yes, I've repented to my husband. I've told him how sorry I am for what I did and he's forgiven me. I said, okay, now then the sin is taken care of. We prayed the prayer of faith for Jenna and in 2 weeks, little Jenna did not have a sign of eczema, not a scar. They sent me 4 pictures of this little girl with a little pair of shorts on with nothing on the top in her legs, and there was not even a scar or a mark on her little body. What kind of a God do we serve, young lady? Is he awesome? When he says, get rid of your sin, what do you think he means? That's what he means, get rid of your sin. Now then, for a year and a half, everybody in this ministry center, I mean every one of us prayed for that little girl. Nothing. God didn't hear until they got the sin taken care of. When Mama, in her lying and deception to her husband, when she repented of that sin, and he forgave her, and then she asked God to forgive her, and then we prayed that simple prayer, and in 2 weeks, that little girl is completely well. And that's when they sent me those 4 beautiful little pictures of her. I have 9 pictures of her whenever she was sick. Big old oozing, running sores all over her little chest, on her little stomach, on her neck, arms, legs. Scars where she'd clawed herself. Scars. But when Jesus healed her, he took the scars off. That little body was as beautiful and white. You never seen anything like it. Just a beautiful little body without a mark or a scar on her little body. Does God hate sin, son? He hates sin. Yes, he hates sin. And who is the healer? The Lord. I mean, he holds the strings to your healing, to your health, to your life. And if you don't do what he says, you know how easy it is to say, spirits, what do we do to get rid of this boy here? You don't want to do that, do you? No, because we saw what happened to Ahab, don't we? He got killed, didn't he? So do we want to please the king? Yes, guarantee we want to please the king. And if we please him, how many good things does he withhold from his obedient children? Not any. Don't you love that? He blesses your socks off and blesses them back on again. Yeah, he keeps you well and healthy. And I love feeling good and be healthy and well. Don't you, AA?
Right.
Amen. So just because you're 75 years old don't mean you can't feel good and do lots of things, right?
Right.
Amen. Praise God.
81.
Hey, yeah. Let's look at Matthew 17:20. Matthew 17:20. I want to show you something here. This is why a lot of people don't get healed. Matthew 17:20. Let me go back up a couple of verses up above that to start with. Back about 18 or something. See what it, and then we'll go on down. Matthew 17:18. Then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy, and it left him. From that moment, the boy was well. And what did Jesus do to the demon? He rebuked it. Afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon? Now, that's maybe a good question that all of us should ask. Lord, why can we not cast out these demons? Okay, let's see what he says in verse 20. Verse 20, Jesus said, you didn't have enough faith. Jesus told him, I assure you, even if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, there's mine, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move, and nothing would be impossible with you. Now that as children of God, if we have faith, what's impossible with us? If we believe the King, nothing. So how much limitations did he give us as his children? None. None. So why do we let so many things beat up on us in life?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus' Healthcare Plan, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.